The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I owe you an apology. I forgot I even said I was going to drop this show on Monday, but then I realized, well, do you want to know what's going on? It's not that big of a deal. My mom is coming in town with my niece and my stepbrothers, well, my sister-in-law. Well, my sister-in-law. Kara, my mom, Maureen, and my niece, Katie. And I got busy getting the house ready, doing all this stuff. But it's good, because I needed to do it anyway. So we dropped Bobby Miyamoto's episode today. Mm-hmm. Friday. And what else? You know what else? Oh, next week, if they don't cancel, I don't know why I'm saying that. They've never canceled before. I always say Kevin and Steve from Super Troopers. And by the way, Broken Lizard, you could say. I could say from Beer Fest. I could say from a lot of movies. Beer Fest, I loved that movie. I don't even say, was it as funny as Super Troopers? Yeah. What if they don't think it's as funny? And they hear this. It was whatever they wanted it to be. Whatever they wanted it to be, it was. I want to be that aggressive guy out at night. I hear someone talking, hey, you know, I thought Super Troopers was great. Beer Fest was good. I mean, real good, but not as... It was, too. So, Beer Fest was everything they wanted it to be, and I heard a little more. So that's next week. This lock on my phone, I just can't take it. Every time I gotta, you know, every time I want to use my phone, and I set it to 3 minutes, but it's still going off. And then I gotta press it in 1-862. Ah, did I get you? Did you think I was really giving out my? Well, not like you're gonna come find my phone. And so next week, what do people do when they're like? I'm opening up a door here for me to be made fun of, but I could live without my change. You know, like I come home and I throw my change in a drawer, in a desk drawer. It's a little drawer at the top of the desk. I throw my change in, and once in a while I will go over to the change thing at Vaughn's and dump it in. But it looks like you're not doing well. Well, what do rich people do with their change? I mean, they don't throw it out. Who do they give it to? And we'll talk about that more next week on the Todd Glass Show. It's very thought-provoking, the things I bring up. Hi. Thanks for calling LA Fitness. This is Bill speaking. It's a great day. Hi, thanks for calling. It's a great day at LA Fitness. This is Bill speaking. Could I interest you in a... Recommend 10 friends and Get a free backpack? No, but you can shut the fuck up. Of course, I would never say that. That's mean-spirited. Alrighty. Well, enjoy today's show. It's going to be fun. Bobby Miyamoto. He's so funny. For reasons he knows he's funny. I mean, but some reasons he might not know. And that's why I'm calling 911. I mean 911. Oops. Oh, God. People coming in town, I had to go buy I don't keep any food in my house. So I had to go buy food. I'm like, what are they? Then I'm afraid I'm going to eat it already. I got into the goldfish. I bought Cokes in the nice glass bottles. I bought, put some water in there. Fiji, not the type I normally buy. Put some orange juice in there. Just enough to, when you open up my refrigerator, it looks, you know, like there's some love. And I mean, there is. My house is, you know. I just don't have food. I'll eat it. I won't stop eating it. I'm out of control. So, yeah, they're coming in tomorrow at 12:30. You know what I was thinking? No, I'm not going to say it. I should have my mom on. Not a whole episode, but just go in the studio and do one just with her. And, you know, and the family. What stories does she have? Sure, I think we will do that. All right. Hey, do me a favor. Tweet at Colin Quinn and say, please forgive Todd. I heckled him during his State of the Union. And he didn't know it was me. Say, Colin, please forgive Todd. All right. Are you doing all right? Here we go. Oh, it's going to be fun stuff. Are you ready? I mean, maybe you shouldn't listen to it now. I don't know if you're in the right mindset. Why don't you have some? It's like, you know, when you're driving home with food and you wait till you get home to eat it. Maybe you should listen to this show tonight. You know, relax. I was going to say it, smoke a little. Maybe you don't. Maybe you like to just, your way of relaxing is turning out the lights and turning on a bubble machine. Whatever you do. Maybe you turn the sink on in the kitchen and may pretend you're at Niagara Falls and take little barrels and throw them into the sink and act like they're people. Doesn't even make any sense. All right, I think I'm running out of time. So whatever you have to do, enjoy the show, be there, turn out the light and just come on. All right. I'm very excited about next week's show. And we're going to pick, I'm going to send young Jake to go pick them up and then take them back so we can maybe, well, not maybe, we're going to smoke a little. We said we might do mushrooms, but I don't think that's going to happen. But it will be a fun show next week. Alrighty. Hey, send me money to Burlstein Entertainment if you don't mind. See how much we can get by next week. Just send like $5. Attention Todd Glass, Burlstein Entertainment. Yeah, I'll use it. I just want to see how much I can get. I could always use a little pocket cash. I'm not too big for my britches. All right, here's the show. Bye. Hey, this is my second opening. In the beginning of the last one, I hate when I do that, when I go, like you can hear my, I didn't like that. And also, you know, why don't you send me money to Brostein? My parents are coming in and my mom and I, you know, I could use, what else do I ask? Everyone's like, oh, I would love to pay for the show. No one's ever said that. just see what's here. And then next week I'll tell you how much I got. What will I do if it's a lot? If you send it right, I'll take everybody out to the pot. No, I'll take my mom out for dinner. That's what I'll do. And my niece and my sister-in-law. All right. They're here for 10 days. I'm not kidding you. Burlstein Entertainment, attention Todd Glass. All right, next week I'm going to tell you how much I got. So what? What if someone goes, what if he makes a lot of money? What do you care? What do you care? Let me have a little fun. Aren't I allowed to have fun? I'm fun. I am fun. All right. Now here's the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hi, is Bobby Miyamoto on your show today?
I'm here.
Hello, is Bobby Miyamoto on your show today? I listen every week.
All right, so Jimmy Pardo. You know, sometimes, by the way, this could be Monday's episode. Maybe we'll drop it as Monday. Jimmy Pardo has, you know, left. But a few days ago, this is Monday. He didn't just leave, you know. But anyway, you know what I mean, as far as the show goes. So Jimmy Pardo just left. Sometimes he makes me cackle, and when I laugh like that, I go back and listen to it. It's like snorting, you know, like, and I go, right afterwards, I feel embarrassed. Like when he asked about the orange chicken, and then I was like, blah, because it's so remembering that and bringing it back. Anyway, it's just pure fun we have on the show. You know, what do we have for Bobby? You know, it doesn't have to be anything, you know, what do
they were both flattering. Bobby doesn't have to be anything special, just whatever.
Shut up. That's not what I meant. This whole show, I'm like, not the, I'm a fraud, America. I know they were both busy this week. So they both were like, Lynn did something for me at the hotel. And Jingle Joe, God bless him, because I said, it's all right, you know, Joe, because like, he goes, no, I could do something. And he had, you know, but it's like, it'll be simple. I'm like, no, just take the week off. But the truth is, I love getting the stuff. It makes me excited to do the show. So I knew that there wasn't going to be like it normally was. So I just set your expectations. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't have anything great. You know, just some fun
just
for you. Whatever. Now they're both listening upset now. Oh, our work isn't up to par? Yes, and I don't know how to tell you. If you're going to slip like this, I got ratings. I'm slipping into 88. It's not because I'm not good. When the jingles aren't good, their fucking themes aren't good, this show suffers. And I'm fucking tired of it. So anyway, that's... Ooh, I put the bottle on the table. Sorry. See, I'm as hard on myself.
Are we not allowed
What if I did
bottle?
That purposely to save my image? Like I'm doing damage control. Look, even when I put the bottle, I'm hard on myself, just like when I yell at you guys. Okay, so listen.
I didn't know we weren't allowed to have
No, no, just don't make noise. Okay, play that again. Our guest is Bobby Miyamoto. Aren't you in for a treat? And what's the one Jingle Joe made him? Didn't he do something? Or Lynn. That was Jingle Joe.
Bobby.
I like that.
Bobby Miyamoto.
Do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
I call him up and I literally sing what I want and then he does it in a good voice. So like the messages sound like I'm always like,
I don't know, something like Bobby, you're ramping up to get it out. Bobby Mia Mona. Bobby Mia Mona.
And then he sings it. I'm like, oh, that sounds good the way he does it. Is there another one? What's this one?
Bobby Mia Mona. He could be Hawaiian or Chinese or dirty knees or who cares?
He could be, so...
Do you remember...
Where's Aristotle? You know what? We're going to make you one. Did he do anything for you this week?
Young Jake Adams. Yes, Young Jake Adams is here on the Todd Glass Show.
Young Jake Adams. He's in your face. So here's what I'm saying. I think we have to take a second, and then we're gonna have so much fun. I about as comfortable as I can be around you know, Bobby. Like, so it's just gonna be one of those silly shows. Well, but Jimmy was too. But you know what I mean. It doesn't mean anything. Just I can smoke more pot now that Jimmy's gone. I'm just thinking. Jimmy. Just sometimes I feel like. Because everything he does makes me laugh. When he's angry, it makes me laugh. When he's frustrated, it makes me laugh. That's a good
I always go like Andy Kindler because there's a few of those people like that. There's a lot of people that are fucking funny, but like we were saying then. Anyway, enough already. You know, I overset it up and then people don't like him. All right, so I think we have to stop right now and then order the jingles for next week on the air. We got to basically say what we want. You know, Joe, you're great and everything, but now I need to really, you know, I think Aristotle wants a nice jingle. Wouldn't you if you were him? But think about it.
Certainly.
Yeah. You're in Portland, and I think it's time you go, I think, you know, and I think that's where we call it. You know, a young Jake, he's gotten a few of the little ones, and then a month from now we do it for young Jake. But let's concentrate on Aristotle and sending something really nice. And, you know, I never mind when you do mine. I'm not going to complain. I got to admit, I love them. I mean, maybe we should pick a song right now. Could you think he could do anything with this? Let me hear it. Kickity, blackity, clickity, clue. You have clickity, clackity, clickity, clickity?
Put them together and what have you got?
No, it's not fast enough. Wonder if he could do anything with that. Let's do that later. That's a tease in the business. So, Bobby Miyamoto. Hi.
What's going on, Todd?
I feel like when we both get together, my instincts are to talk about how funny David Spade is.
Yeah.
Because it's just – because I know people are tired. You know, everybody hears it so much. But it's not like with – you know when you used to hear – I hope it's not like, you know, when people used to go, in the beginning you really cared that Mel Gibson, even when Mel Gibson was loved by everybody, he's such a prankster on the set. And at first it was fun to hear, you know, like, oh, that's cool to hear that someone, and then after a while, everybody talked about it. You think your PR person would say, oh, by the way, you're going on to talk about your movie you just did with Mel. Don't mention he's a prankster. Just people have heard it before. So I wonder what if people feel that way about Dave? Yeah, we know he's the funniest in the world, but
he is. Ask Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, any of those guys, even Fred Wolf was saying the other day.
Colin Quinn says it.
They always say off stage, or you know, David is the funniest.
Yeah,
and he's the quickest.
You shouldn't say off stage. That's how you lose opening work. Yeah. You dumb fuck. right back in there and take it, Bobby. How do you like the way you snuck in there?
I said something.
How do you like it? You think I'm going to let you pass this? Why do you think I invited you here today, Bobby? You swooped in and took those opening dates like a fucking crow going after a rat in the street. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
To George Carlin, I know that me and you shared, like, we would talk about Dave, every little subtlety. And I know a lot of people that think he's funny, but that, and even his act, you would love the certain
yes.
jokes he did, and offstage and panel stories. And you soaked those stories up. Like, you really, like, we both. So, like, I would always talk about that. I would always yes. be like, you know who gets every fucking thing? I was like, Bobby Miyamoto. Then I had you open. And then one week I couldn't do it, and you did it. And, you guys could go chase pussy, and I was knocked out of the fucking game. Once I admitted it.
I told him once.
He goes, there's no fucking way.
I said, Todd, if anyone had to replace Todd,
you.
He's happy that it's me.
He and should be. You know why?
Because he wants to fucking kill you.
No. You know what? You got to move on. And if you think that's, you know, that's why I
just like I used to open for you, you know.
What the fuck happened? And then you, no, here's the thing. It's so much fun to do. You know, you want to get to the point in your career, obviously, where, you know, it's you.
Yes.
But I love doing the headlining dates at the clubs I fucking love. And then filling it in with, you know, Spade dates like I used to or, you know, whoever it is that you'll open for. And but those weeks with him – okay, let's go back to
yes.
dissecting it.
Yes.
I just got fresh air. And you know what? I'm in the mood to dissect it.
Okay.
What is his ability to make fun of you but in a way you fucking eat it up? It's like he knows he's
because
probably
sensitive.
Because
he doesn't go after
and
a
then
weakness. He doesn't go after, like, what you're paranoid about. He'll find another way to get into it.
That's so well said, because you're right. He'll find something better than that thing, and it almost can be about my – like he always gets me. He goes, oh, I go, what'd you do last night? He goes, nah, it's no big deal. There's this place called Fire Pit Alley, and you just go, and everyone sits around fire pits. And for a second, I go, Dave, I love – and then he interrupts you. All you get is one word out, and he goes, Dave, I love fire pits, and you know I do. That'll be him doing – you know I would love it. Or he'll just find something –
you are obsessed with candles. The other day,
that's not really candles. And by the way, I'm fucking putting up a hard stance against that comment. It's not true. And I'm gonna say it again. I'm still a man. So it's like not like
lighting.
I want
lighting.
Thank you. By the way, if there's a guy that loves candles and loves collecting them,
yeah.
I swear to God, to George Carlin, you should do whatever you want. If that's a passion that you have and you collect all different types and jarred and all these weird types, but I don't. I buy one thing a candle. I buy stick candles. I buy two boxes of them. There's 10 stick candles in each one. So that's all I do, like in the middle of the table right there.
Yes.
Because of the fire. I don't want to go candle shopping. Now there, I even tried to toughen up my voice a little when I said that.
He said.
About the lighting he makes fun of me. And you fucking, let me tell you something, Miyamoto. I could fucking knock you right out of the show right now if you're going to come in here and make it look like I tell stories about candles.
The other day, we were talking about the new improv, like how the lighting is and stuff like that. And you said, they should put up some more candles. And Spade goes, Todd told me I should put some more candles on my tennis court.
We'll be walking through the casino and there's somebody performing and he'll just go, why can't they put up a wall right there? And then it would be really cool and then they could charge. Oh, they do put some tables and people will sit. It's exactly what I'm thinking. You know what, though? Fuck them. You know what he said? He goes, and then we got to get off the subject.
All right.
He said when he's on the press tour, like, you know, and there it's very family oriented with the one specific interview they were really mentioning, you know, Adam has kids and Kevin, I think, and there were kids on the set, maybe Chris Rock's. So they all go through them and they look at Dave and they go, okay, there's a girl you're like fucking regularly, I think. So that's sort of like the same thing. And they're trying to include him. And there's like two girls that you're. You know what, though? I don't know. I don't want to go off on a tangent.
What? Go ahead.
No, I don't want to make him look like I go, oh, there's two fucking girls. That was him making fun of himself. No, but it's funny that, you know, let's move on.
Well, I think it's a bad rap about being a pussyhound also because he's in bed by 11 o'clock every night.
Yeah, that's what I was sort of saying, that, like, you know, if you're going to give someone a bad rap, like someone that's married and cheating on their wife, hey, and not that I even judge anyone that does that. People do things. Seriously, some people do things. They're not proud of it. So even that. But he's not doing that.
No.
You know, so it's like, and by the way, when they go, oh, who are these, you know, some of those girls, I think not only are they like type of hot I can notice, they have a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
So if you're picturing him with a gorgeous girl that's vampid, it doesn't fucking happen. They all have a great sense of humor. Yes, they're drop dead gorgeous, but they are a pleasure to be around. The jar, you know, maybe 95% of them. There's a few
I can
get out of the fucking, you know, over the years, but out of the anyway. Let's move on. Is everything we're saying okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How you doing? All right.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
What do you want to talk about? What else you got?
I'm just kidding. That's the worst interview ever. What else you got? What else you got? Oh.
Oh, a little wishbone. I make a wish for a potato. Oh, a little wishbone. I make a wish
I wrote this song.
For a potato.
Do you?
Chris would do the same thing sometimes. Like, I would go to press the knob, and obviously I, like, you know, move in with my fat fingers to put my hand on them, and they just move their hands away an inch. I'm like, yeah, you got it all the way. We're not going to fight over this. Oh, no, I'm going to leave my hand lingering around, and I want you to, like, feel my hand that obviously you're going against what I would do.
It's like the armrest in a movie theater.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They brought the popcorn, Todd, all right? Just back
we're
off.
Moving back. All right, listen, everything's
Do you
fine.
Remember when we used to tour together, Todd? And,
yeah, hold on. I want to see if there's any nice stories you have. What do you want to tell? When we worked together, Bobby.
It was fun, and the crowd didn't always know because you would make fun of me, and the crowd didn't know that we were friends.
Sometimes.
You would go on stage. You go.
How about
Bobby? How Japanese is your daddy? Is he like, oh, or is he like, oh?
This makes me look bad, but well, no, the thing is my friend, you know, in quotes, my friend, coffee cough, friend, listen to the Mark Maron show. He told me once that his dad was Chinese and or Thai, and then I go, it was just in passing, and then he goes, No, I mean like full blown Chinese. So I'm like, that's such a funny way to say it. What does full-blown Chinese mean? Like, not, maybe in a sloppy way, not as Americanized?
Yes.
So maybe that's what he wants. And by the way, couldn't have said it better. There was a car in front of our house that was being sold. It was a Camaro with T-tops.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Dad, you should drive that car. Now, I'm doing the impersonation. I'm not doing the shitty impersonation that comedians do. This is how his dad sounded. He goes, no, I don't drive that. That car for movie star hair blowing in the wind. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Did his dad just say that? And he's adorable. He's such a loving, gentle soul. And even though when I went over there, me and Andrea and Chris went over, we stayed with him and it was crazy. Like, you know, he doesn't speak, definitely broken English, but we stayed at the house. It was like, once you have a sense of humor, holy shit, like that will get you through anything. Comfortable, as long as you know someone's funny sitting next to you or friendly, there can be so much silence. You can just looking and there's seven people enjoying the food and you all know you're enjoying the food and you've already proven you're all decent people just by a, you can tell with no, you can have,
yeah.
You don't need that much talk. And then they get fucking annoying. I had to do like Don Rickles. It. That was like a real story I told, and that's the way my new life is. So when we worked together, remember the guy with the karaoke? He could tell the story, but he goes, "You don't mess around."
Richmond.
Yeah. What did he do?
No, some guy went up there and sang. I forget the song. Maybe it was like "Go Your Own Way" by Fleetwood Mac or something. And he's in the back room going, "Ooh, I can't believe that he did that. That's a risky thing to do here in the Richmond karaoke scene."
That's this guy's serious. And then he goes, something about in the podcast, in the karaoke community, I'm pretty known.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad, it's the only thing that's bad. He goes, in the karaoke scene, my son is very popular. And the other person goes, I'm sorry. You know, at least he has that. You know, because it's in there, obviously the person takes it as my son. Like, it's like if you said my son has a drug problem, you know, people be like, it's, you know, it's hard to go through. So when you say my son's popular in the karaoke community, people know that that's obviously, oh, that's a shame. You know what? If he enjoys it, who gives a shit? Why
he treated each song that he did like he was about to go do an HBO special.
Exactly. Me and Bobby love sitting next to him. We're like, totally. I don't like having fun at someone else's expense. I really don't. Have I? Not that much in my life. Even when I was younger. That's, of course, as an adult. But when I was younger even. So he never knew it, but we would just soak him. We would ask him questions. You know how much fun that is.
Oh, yeah.
So you, it's, you know, not over the top where people aren't stupid. You got to do it just so right. And that's what we did. You said you had something you were going to tell on the show.
All right, I want to say this.
You start very professionally. Yes. I want
you
to say this.
Tell me your take on this because I've heard it from both ways, and there's no females here, so we can't get their opinion.
We take callers.
But I.
You're on the air. This is not a joke, I swear to God. Lisa, you're on the air. What do you think about Bobby saying? Oh, that's stupid.
All right. I can't wait to hear her opinion on this.
That's depicting in a negative way. So go ahead. Bobby, relax.
I was hanging out with the
relax.
Girl. I'm relaxed.
Relax. More. Okay, there you go. Now you're relaxed.
I was hanging out.
Now you're tense again. Okay, there you go.
I was... you can tell me if you think this is cheap or not. Like, I was hanging out with this girl who I wasn't dating. I would have hooked up with her if the opportunity... Hung out with her a couple times. I always paid
you and Dave. It's just it's a pussy festival out there for you.
I paid just to be nice and probably being stupid or whatever.
Wait, what do you mean you paid just to be nice?
Like,
I'm sorry,
we went out maybe
you.
Three times, but it wasn't dates. It's just like, hey, I'm in New York. You want to hang out? Mm-hmm. Something like that. All right, we go to a dinner or whatever. I just paid just to be nice. And then
what do you mean just to be nice?
Like when the check comes.
Relax.
I'll get it.
Okay, yeah, just okay. To be nice.
Yeah, yeah. I
so
mean,
you decided
I would have hooked up with her. I wasn't dating her. I would have, but I wasn't, like, planning on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she comes to – we were staying at this hotel. This is probably the second or third time. And she comes. She orders an $18 glass of wine, which, okay, I can let that go. So then she goes, I'm in the mood – for
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
When she orders the $18 glass of wine, could she be a little, you know, because you could look like you're making a lot of money in this business, and you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you do, those jobs are very well paid, but you're not. So could she, you know, you see someone, 2,000 people, you go out, you take town cars, you go out to places, you don't wait in line, even though she knows you're with, could she think you have that type of money?
She probably did. I mean, when she, yeah.
Well, then you shouldn't fucking lie to her. I know what you're doing. I could see you. You're trying to get it. You know you're out there playing it up.
We were going to go downtown.
You know, the thing with Dave is, I'm not going to stop doing this.
I wasn't there with him.
Oh, you were there by yourself. So she should get an ice water and a sandwich.
Actually, I was.
If I saw you without Dave, I would say, oh, I'll get a Dixie cup and claim I'm not hungry.
So...
You know what? I'm so hungry. I'm not even hungry. If we could just get an apple and split it, I would. If that was someone who was aware. Okay, go ahead.
So we were just going to have a drink and then go hang out with some people and just grab like bar food or whatever. You know. So she goes, you know what I'm in the mood for? Are onion rings at Del Frisco's Steakhouse.
Oh,
which
she's
is a
lying
plush,
to you.
It's a plush steakhouse. And when a girl says she's in the mood for onion rings – at a steakhouse, she means I'm going to have onion rings with my steak.
Oh, that's let me tell you something, Bobby. That is such a cheesy way to get over to that steakhouse and make it sound like you're not doing something too much. You know what I'm in the mood for?
And I'm not dating her.
You know what I'm in the mood for? Thumb roll. Let's go to, the most – what? Come on. I needed to have a good restaurant.
Soho House.
Let's go to more. What's the high in L.A.?
Ruth's Chris.
Man, bigger than that. Hey, you know Ruth Chris? You know what I like about them?
Nobu.
Fuck you. Oh, I'm sorry. It seemed aggressive, and I just might have overreacted. So I asked Ruth Chris. One day, me and Daniel Kino, when we were on the road, we went in a day early. We went next door to the manager, Ruth Chris, the time before. Mm-hmm. Said, come on in next time. We'll take care of you. Yes, I remembered.
Of course.
So we go in and we
his contact info was free steak in your phone.
Shut the that's not nice. True, but not nice. No, I wouldn't have it in there. Sometimes if people saw the way they were stored in my phone, probably half of them would be offended. It's just by the way, you know, things I remember. I can't remember the name, but I'll remember.
Like a comedy club met Bad Toupee.
No, not that bad. Minneapolis Mike. And that would be like, you know, someone, a comedian that I work with in Minneapolis. I always put Minneapolis's and then I put the name.
Because, yeah, I do that too.
Oh, good. Well, I guess we're a lot alike.
So.
Okay, so listen. What was I was talking about?
Ruth Chris, Todd.
Ruth Chris. So we went in and we smoked pot, and it was just it was so good. And we sat at that table, and I didn't say, I didn't want to say we were high, even though I was tempted to, because I try not to do that. And I didn't. I thought, as much as I thought, he's got to know. So, but like the food was coming out, and it was just like, so at one point they'd bring out mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Mashed potatoes, and they're bubbling on the side, and they're garlicky, and we smell it. And we're high, and we go, we're like, oh, my God. He goes, he knows we're the comics. He goes, are you guys high? We're like, how do you know? He goes, because when I bring the food and put it down, there's just, you got to be high. And it was the best. So I asked him, I said, the manager came over, because, of course, when I go, it's like when Regis walks into a goddamn
restaurant.
Of course. Everybody comes out, and I love it. I give a little bit of attention. I do shtick. I'm very into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious, 100%. By the way, not that it happens that often. I'm not acting like it does. I was right next to the comedy club. That's where I can get that type of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Two blocks away, fucking wait with everybody else. But the bigger you get in career, the less that happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I said,
I'm not getting a – I'm not hungry.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
And I'm sorry. And by the way, when I do this, I will never – I won't interrupt you the rest of your story. Because I really do want to know. But at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse,
yes.
I asked him what their theory was on giving A1 steak sauce.
Yeah.
He said, off the record, I think their theory is if people want fucking A1 steak sauce, give it to them. If you had a sauce that was better, it'd be A1 steak sauce. Like, if you make a sauce that's better, that they crave it, but they're craving this sauce, give it to them, just not in the bottle.
Yeah,
I think some restaurants won't give you
offended. A1. I think steakhouses do.
Something
get offended.
They're above it, and they don't have it on the menu. You know what? I'm not a chef. Maybe there's something there where I sort of get it. I don't know.
I'm not a fan of A1.
I like SpaghettiOs and out of a can, and I can't get a restaurant to serve them nicely to me. What's wrong? Why can't I get SpaghettiOs in a can? And I want it to look like it. Don't spice it up. Don't. Maybe you can drizzle the plate a little with something if you want. Not parsley. I don't want one fucking added flavor. You want to take some of the spaghetti sauce and dribble it around the side? The same sauce that's in the thing? Yes. That's it. On a nice plate. By the way, that's true. I used to love – now I like real spaghetti, but till I was 16, I wanted real spaghetti. And my mom would make her own spaghetti. I go, no, I want real spaghetti in a can. That's the real stuff, not the shit you make. Chopping up shit, putting ground
not
beef.
The fresh come on, stuff.
Give me some fucking the can with that nice sauce that I crave. I was 13, scratching, wanting that spaghetti. So anyway, so you're at the Ruth Chris. You ordered.
No, I am not at Ruth Chris. You are at Ruth Chris.
Okay, so she goes, oh, you know what I'm in the mood for? Onion rings. Shut the fuck up. Oh, good.
And we're hanging out.
Say it. I'll be you. Say you're in your mood for onion rings. You be the girl.
You know what I'm in the mood for is onion rings.
Great, we'll go to Jack in the Box. I'll turn around right now. Yeah, I'll get you some onion rings. Well, I was thinking, no, you're in the mood for onion rings. You know, I'm in the mood for onion rings, too. You know, let's just get like 3 boxes and we'll drive up the hill and we'll sit out there. We'll play some nice music and eat our Jack in the Box onion rings. Well, so, not those type of onion rings. What are you fucking in the mood? You know what I'm in the mood for?
It was
using a restroom in public at Ruth Chris.
So. I'm in the mood. To use the Ruth Chris restroom.
And then, while we're there, I'll get a steak so I can shit it out.
And
so what happens?
The thing
I don't
is,
like
what
this.
Bothered me is that first we went to a bar. Like, we hung out. This is probably the third time we hung out. And every place started to be nicer. And I'm not dating her. So I said, I don't want a steak. I just want,
I'm going to give you an honest answer.
Okay. I'm not even to the story yet.
I know. I'm listening.
Okay. So,
I'm all lips.
So
ears.
She goes, I know this
ears. You say a fucking thing that I said lips. Edit that out.
She goes, I know this place around the corner. We can get a drink there. They have food there. We go in there. Another glass of wine. That's fine.
Mm.
She says, she's looking at the menu. She says, the lobster looks good. I'm going to order the lobster. And I finally lost it because I go, you're not getting the lobster. She's like, what? I said, you can get it. But we're going half. I'm not paying for the lobster. She's like, you're cheap. I'm like,
okay.
I'm not.
Can I interrupt?
Go ahead. And I get it's a red flag for me to tell a girl she can't order a lobster, but it's a red flag for her that we're not even dating to order the lobster. Agree?
I have to take a deep breath.
All right, let's hear this.
Okay, first of all, honest answer here. On an isolated situation, that can happen. But, you know, before I was – I didn't date because I was, you know, obviously. But I did – it was never really a date, but like maybe 2 or 3 times. And then the person I was with for a long time.
And it doesn't even have to be a date.
But I've had it happen a few times enough to know what happens when you look for the right people. I don't know. I know it's different because there's women, but the point here, there's a lot of women that agree with what I'm about to say. That thing of the meal, like I think Bonnie McFarlane said it, women could have equality tomorrow if they would just all chip in and decide to buy their own meal. Now, the women that agree with that would only be upset with me if I was fucking Tom Likas saying, yeah, that's the women, go out there. No. There's a shit ton of women that agree with what I'm saying, and that's exactly what they fucking do.
Yes.
And there is – when you decide that one person, you're not going, oh, it would be nice to get – hey, I know what it's like to want to have someone pick up the tab.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Even I'm not poor, but it's nice certain nights. That's a nice thing you don't have to spend. But not if it means giving up the equality. So I hope I know what I'm saying because I think I do. So I really think with the few people that I dated, there was just this – when I know it was easier because it was guy-guy. It was an unsaid thing, and it happened 3 or 4 times. The 3 or 4 times that I had those type of situations, where if two people are being honest with each other, they both know who's doing better.
Yeah,
if two people meet and they're being honest with you, so somebody might just be inclined even in 3 dates in a row, and it's all right because you know what they're making. And then sometimes in certain relationships, like in mine, it shifted because I got a job and he knew exactly what I was making, and I'd pay for dinner, and that happened every time. So when you're dating the right people. it sort of just happens. My friends, like, I know a lot of friends that tell their stories with women. They do exactly what I'm saying. A decent amount of my friends, you'll ask, how do you do it? And they say the same thing I said. You go, well, she got this job right now, so she's been paying a little bit more, actually, for about a year. But about a month ago, it switched because she, or sometimes it's equal and you go 50-50 when you're, but you just, it's sort of an unsaid thing and you follow it. And a lot of my friends that are dating, you know, that's what them and their girlfriends do, or their wives.
Yeah.
Maybe, but when you maybe, hey, look, and I know what it's like. Sometimes you want to, you know, meet someone, you puff up maybe
you
what
puff
you do.
Up, you're more of a ball.
Right.
You say you're more of a baller than right. You really are. Yeah, of course.
And then also you might be going after just the wrong women. Because,
probably so.
So you end up in those situations, but that's, you know, the way you got down the path to meeting that girl and going on that date, that's actually less interesting for me to dissect, because at one point it can come off of like, oh, she's in, I don't want to sound like a dumb morning show where everybody, you know, oh, fucking women. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that you're attracting that, and then there's a ton of women that aren't like that. You're just attracting that because what you're doing. So you're
so
put
do you
a mirror
agree
in front of
that
yourself.
So you're blaming this on me.
Well, look, I'm being a little bit. I'm dealing with it analytically, and then I realize on a daily basis we get. Yeah, I'm blaming it on you. Yeah, but I'm not being. Have I? But
so
I get it.
Was
I
wrong
get
to
it.
Say you can't?
I'm blaming
you're going
you.
Half.
I'm blaming you, but I'm not being unempathetic. Because, yes, we've
you're
all
saying
done.
It's my own fault for going out with
yeah,
this girl.
Yeah, but now we can have the conversation of, so what? You got into that situation. I'll have the lighter conversation now of, yeah, that's fucking ballsy, you know, to go out of the lobster. But I'm saying, as long as you know in the bigger realm, yeah, you get yourself into those situations. But that doesn't mean it's still funny that they're, yeah, that of course you don't do that to somebody else. But, again, I would love to hear the recording. Oh, well, he hands me about a 5 spot every show. That's 5,000. We're doing 3 shows a week. You do the math. Of course she's going to get fucking lobster. If I was, by the way.
I wouldn't. Even if I was out with Spade, I wouldn't
back.
Order lobster on his tab.
Guess what? You're right. I just thought about it the other way. I thought, no, if I met a guy or a girl, whatever I would meet. If I met somebody, I was just going to say that, and I knew that they were just, you know, like loaded beyond belief, and they were attracted to me, and we were dating. I was going to say, I'd get the lobster. I wouldn't. You're right. I wouldn't. Because now, once you know somebody really well and you get it, like, yes, there is a – but at the first, there's just a little respect.
Yeah,
just because you're paying doesn't mean
exactly.
I have to get the most expensive thing in the menu. And you know what? In some cases, except for close friends,
or if
it
someone
might
says
mean,
the lobster here is amazing, you should get it.
Yeah, but it might mean sometimes that you have to get your second favorite thing. Sometimes you just got to make a call and do it. Because you might go, I would pay for lobster and order it. But yeah, the first time, get your second favorite thing.
Exactly. Get the chicken. I would
have
sprung for
the chicken.
You don't
have to go to chicken. How about a nice fucking steak? You
well,
cheap
we already
shit.
Established I wasn't going to go to the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse or the Del Frisco Steakhouse. So she could have got the chicken, the pasta, anything.
Yeah, you're right.
But the lobster.
When you're right, you're right. I think sometimes when you're wrong, you're right. And I think when you're wrong, you're right.
Let me ask you. When you're at a comedy
club. So did we answer your question? You think
that it was
you,
my fault.
Don't you think I gave you a little more than that?
No, you did.
I said also, yes,
wanted,
that's a little ballsy.
Yeah.
Vagina busy.
Disrespectful, I thought. But you know what? It ended up being more.
Was
she ended,
pr-
she
how
ended
pretty
up,
was she?
Okay.
Well,
I mean.
A- okay. Wonder what she'd like. I'd like to hear her talking about you. What do you? How do you think she describes you to her friends? Seriously, I want you
cheap.
To really
now cheap probably.
Well, before that happened, if they got on the phone right before that lobster outing,
how do you? That's a good question. I don't know. He's okay. Probably the same way.
I have a girl on the phone. I'm not kidding around. I swear
all right,
to
I'd
God.
Like to hear her opinion.
She's. Oh, we're gonna call her. I'll dial it up. They never know they're calling. Their phone. Stephanie, you're on the Todd Glass Show. We're here with Bobby Miyamoto. What's the what? Give us your side of it.
Oh my God! He told me that he was having such a good year, I'm crying over this. Oh my God! And I said to him, I said to me, let's go out tonight and have a lobster dinner. So I was like, we don't have to celebrate with lobster. When we get to the lobster restaurant, and then
I can't listen to that fucking voice.
No, me neither.
Oh my God, how do you it's sit there tough, at the yeah. table with her?
It wasn't easy. And plus, I had to pay for
I'd give her lobster to shove it in her mouth so she would shut the fuck up. I'd buy her syphilis. If a girl like that wanted lobster, I would buy her six lobsters and tell her to eat fast because you only have before I knife myself to death.
It backfired on me anyway because she ordered like three appetizers and it ended up being more than the lobster anyway.
How many?
She got the beef carpaccio and like the soup.
A beef carpaccio.
And octopus.
What time are we at right now? How long have we done with Bobby?
A little over 30 minutes.
Oh, good. So we're okay. What time is it? Hold on, Bobby. I'm trying to do business.
All right, let me ask you this.
And what I mean, what I mean by that is I'm shitting in my pants.
It's
9:19. I want to eat after this. I want to all go. Let's go out.
Todd, let me ask you this. When you're at a comedy club, and it's different because you're a headliner.
Well, I don't know about calling me a comedian's comedian, but you know the way I feel. Go ahead. No, go ahead. When I'm at a comedy club.
Do you order prime rib? I don't. I even feel like if it's my first time at a club, they don't know me, I get chicken. You know?
I'll tell you why I don't. No, for different reasons. If I love prime rib in the
There's
club,
some guys that just go into the club, I'll take this, I'll take this, I'll take this, give me the prime rib, give me a bunch of appetizers. I'm like, I can't do that. Even though I feel like I probably should be able to do it, I don't. I get like a chicken. That's it.
No, I eat whatever I want.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't get the prime rib because might not be the best thing you can get at a comedy club. There might be something that sits a little better that you can get. Like, I'm not saying they can't have good food because a lot of the improvs have really good food. But the prime rib, I don't know. But I get – you know why I don't feel bad getting food? A lot of times you'll go with a friend to the improv, and one thing they get – man, on the road, they feed you. And it's like Mike at the Comedy Magic Club. That's why I give him a lot of credit because – I think he innately did it because he loved comedy and you felt like here you are in my home. You put your wallet away. When the day comes when I have to charge comedians for food, I'll just shut my doors and have dignity. And what will I do when a comedian takes advantage of it? Because believe me, Mike Lacy's probably been taken advantage of a few times over the years. He hasn't consistently done this kind gesture of put your money away when you're in my home because someone didn't take advantage of it. When they took advantage of it, he dealt with it individually and didn't punish everybody else. Believe me, the person who did it, maybe they'll never work their again, but everyone else who has been a recipient of that kindness and always not taking advantage of it, I continue to do it for 30 years. And I know he probably has the attitude, seriously, first of all, wouldn't the next level be, things are tight. I can't give it away and that fucking sucks. But I don't have to make money. You know what I mean? Like if you went to a club and they go, listen, it's really embarrassing, but you have whatever you want all week, it's $2. Whatever you get, any dish, the prime, I just don't want to lose money. You know what I mean? Or drinks are $1. You know, but the improvs have always been really good with that as far as feeding you on the road.
I can think of one club that you and I did. And
talk about it. I don't give a shit.
They comped you, and I was featuring, and the guy gave me 10% off my meal and drinks.
Where was it?
Alabama.
Oh, yeah, whatever it was. Well, yeah, because that's – let me tell you something.
10% off. You know what? Just charge me at that point.
Yes. I can't – here's the thing. I want to be decent. What it means if I always go at it this way. Let's say the owner of that club heard me.
Yes.
Tell me what I'm saying that's wrong. Tell me where I don't get it. Because I would imagine if you – and I'm a little ahead of myself here. I'm still prefacing. I would imagine if you don't agree with what I'm saying, with what I'm about to say, why food should be free at a comedy club, if you don't understand what I'm saying, it's because you're sitting listening to this going, oh, they just don't understand. They don't understand. Well – if I don't understand, then why can so many clubs, and it tends to be the respected ones, isn't that funny? I will work so much harder for Acme because they're kind or the DC Improv or Helium.
Exactly.
And they get – by the way, so if they didn't give free food because they do it because they like comedy and it's – I think it's an unsaid when you're in my home thing. That's why they do it. But I don't even care if they did it because they knew – that dollar for dollar it paid off, because the truth is it does. I think some people do it from their heart, but you get your money back 10 times over when you put your money away or you buy someone lunch or you don't And so let's say he hears this, mm-hmm. that owner of that club. I want to know what you, why you would have a problem just saying a dollar a drink or 50 cents a drink, whatever it costs. Just go. And to me, you would still come with your head hung a little low and say, listen, you, let's say you welcome a new comedian. He's a middle. Look, I'm, you know, we've had a little bit of a tight year. I even hate to do this to you. I don't want to make money, but you know, a little embarrassing, but I am cutting corners. No disrespect. Whatever you want on the menu is $2.50. Whatever you want, drinks are 50 cents. And you just, every time you get them, it's embarrassing. But, and you'd be like, oh, dude, because it's such empathy. But that's how that should be even presented. And that, to me, should be the lowest, that you go, I don't need to make money, but I can't lose it. That should be embarrassing. Exactly. No, he goes, no, not only can he have it not free, I want to make the markup I'm making everyone else. Why should I treat him any different? He's not a celebrity. And let me tell you something. When you're those clubs and when the celebrities come in, you run around, they don't give a fuck about you. They remember the clubs that were nice to them when they started.
Yes.
They don't give a shit if you go, if you were a club and you're a dick to everybody and then you're famous and then you come back to and they run over. No. People love a lot of Mark Anderson's clubs because you were treated kind before you were famous. They were kind to you and people remember that. So that charging for the food, any club that does it, I hope this gets in their ears. And you know what's admirable? If they would listen to this and go, that's a good point. Don't just argue to argue. Hey, by the way, if what I'm saying is whacked and doesn't make sense, fucking argue it. Maybe I just don't fucking get it. But also, are you giving yourself the ability to go, he's right. He's right. Everything he said. Yeah, but Bob Bucky fuck came in and took advantage of it and ordered $900. He's right. Don't fucking hire Bobby Bucky face. Don't fucking. That's an excuse.
I wouldn't. You know Bobby Bucky face.
Hey, Todd, it's Bobby Bookyface. How you doing, all right? I'm Rodney's brother, Bobby Bookyface. I'll tell you, it's all right. I'll tell you what, I don't get any pussy, you know? I was going to say I don't get any respect, but Rodney took it from me. He's my brother. So now I don't got any pussy. I'm Bobby Bookyface.
All right, I'm a little bit out of it. I got too much fresh air. How you doing?
I'm great.
Did you feel you got an answer about your story with the girl with the fucking onion rings?
I was hoping that you would take my side.
I did?
Well, you said that it was my fault for taking her out. But you know, how are you supposed to know someone unless you go out a couple of times? I mean, was I supposed to just cut it off after the first
I would love
time?
To see a video of the first date. Like, I couldn't. Let's say we happen to have a hidden camera on the video.
I can tell you what happened.
And let me tell you something. Hold on. Let's say there were hidden cameras everywhere you went that night. I get the footage. I'm watching it in my house. What do you think the odds are that I wouldn't be able to right away go, Bobby, you can't. Or was the first date just laughing at stuff and really having the same sense of humor and good conversation? And what was it like the first date?
Boring. I mean, well,
thanks for being honest and making me look like the best therapist in the world. At least no one can say you're dishonest, because if you were,
Todd,
it would have behooved you to lie
you
right there and you didn't.
Just to say, all right, I'll go out with a person one time. Plus, you want to hook up. And I don't know that I really wanted to. I would have. But
don't pry into my life. We'll be back with more Todd Glass.
You can't just say you. How many people just give a person one shot?
Look, first of all, no, I don't want to make it sound like someone's being judged unnecessarily. I just meant, like, could you spot it on the first date? Look, there's a big difference, and I always make sure I do this, and I want to do it with you too. I thought I did. To let someone know, to really put this out, it's in your hands. Mm-hmm. But then also you can have a conversation about what happened. And yes, I can do the lighter conversation. And that's what I thought I did when I went. The lighter conversation is, you know, like treating this story like it's coming from a 21-year-old. And that is, they don't see it coming. So you don't get to the deeper part right away. You just go, fuck, she did what? Mm-hmm. And then you just, your heart, because they're 21. They haven't. But by the time you're your age, you think you probably see the signs. So I have the deeper conversation, but still willing to say, I do the same thing. I use logic and I make mistakes. So I thought that's why I said to you, no, that's bullshit. Come on, you don't buy you don't buy the lobster. So I did agree with you.
Okay.
But I said, if you don't want to attract that anymore, hey, women go through the same exact thing. It's both ways. There's nothing sexist about what I'm saying.
But you were saying I probably puffed up and she probably thought buying her lobster is nothing for me.
Yes. Well,
but
that doesn't matter.
I probably did, but when you meet someone, you generally puff up a little bit.
Shut his mic off. No, we agreed that even if I was going out with someone and I knew they were like, whatever, like I say, like, you know, bigger than big,
yeah.
I still wouldn't order lobster
Never.
The first date. So I did agree.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. Because I tried to be fair to the person, the girl, that like, hold on, maybe would I know? I still have a hard time doing it. I don't Well, maybe with Daniel Tosh. Because the way he says, now don't fucking be embarrassed, and you get that fucking lobster because I know you fucking want it.
He
and
does it, say that to you?
Yes, but I don't really want it that bad. Well, maybe I do. It makes me get it.
He does.
He goes, oh, you
nice.
Fucking piece of shit. I know you want it. It's a stupid little thing. Get the... Todd, I go, stop, I don't want it. And then at one point, I go, maybe I do want it. I go, the truth is I want it, but I also want to steak with it. He goes, that's what we're going to do. Because it's true, I don't want just the lobster. And I don't want surf and turf because they're both little. I want a big lobster and a big steak. But guess what? To George Carlin, no bullshit. I'm also... That's when sometimes you get to be extravagant. Most of the time, you know, I like to order Thai food and put it on nice plates and eat at my house
yeah.
for $10. So it's not like I'm trying to act like I'm out like some. But once in a while, it is fun to like be with someone that has a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
You feel like a little kid.
Yeah, get whatever you want. Yeah.
You know what I do? Always treat to ice cream afterwards.
Oh, you buy the ice cream?
Well, sure. And I go, oh, you take care of dinner? I'll get the yogurt.
I like how
and I go, said, oh, look, I have Go-Gurt. I bought it at the grocery store. We don't even need to get ice cream from that silly little ice cream overpriced.
How you told Spade once, you go, he goes, I'll get the private, you go, you get the private jet and the Ritz-Carlton. I'll get this gum. And then you get everything for the rest of the year.
That's what I said. He says that's what yeah. I said. He said when the bill used to come to the restaurant, he'd see me standing near the bathroom with my hand looking through a plate. Okay. He gave his credit card. And then I'd walk over. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'll get – you know what? Those some of the things – look, I did get fresh air, and it sometimes it makes you – you know, you get in a silly mood, and then you talk about things that – but it – So, like, taking the plane is, like, you know, it's fun taking yes. a private plane, but you also realize you're going to go back to your regular plane.
Yes.
But some of the stuff you get to do, it's like you're a kid. It's like you're a little kid. You get to play. Like, we would go up and ask the pilot if we can make PA announcements in the middle of the flight, and we would make the most, like...
And they would let you.
Yeah, because you're not doing anything wrong. Yeah. You don't go into the cockpit. You just take the microphone out into the hallway.
Yeah.
And then you shut the curtain so no one can see you, so all of a sudden you're... ladies and gentlemen, you do the old-fashioned pilot. You don't care. We got a little bit of a situation on our hands. Not enough gas. And,
not enough gas.
So we're gonna. And then somebody goes, no, you don't make jokes about that. And then everyone agrees. So after that, it was just like the pilot complaining about his wife. but you can do whatever you want. It doesn't have to be like some. It can be just, you know, pure silly. Fun times. I like to walk up and down and act like the flight attendant, but who doesn't really have anything to offer. You know when they try to do that, like, mint, anybody? Mint? I put all my Tic Tacs on a plate. Tic Tacs. Because they don't have anything to serve because they're all broke. So now they're just trying to make it. Cut more water every 10 minutes. Water. No! I want a cookie! I want a fucking cookie! I want something! And by the way, at least they started to sell food. And sometimes pretty good.
Oh, some of that food, yeah,
they managed
not bad.
To make that type of food. Stop playing with your mic. And what I mean by that is your dick. He had his hand down his pants, folks. Oh, jeez. I know what people need.
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Alice.
Ready?
Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside.
No.
But I could hardly believe my eyes as a big limousine rolled up.
Oh, it's a true story.
Into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice! Who the fuck is Alice?
24 years just waiting for a chance. Deep in the bog.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
Me and Alice
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can get the Alice part this time.
Just for a moment, I caught her eye as a big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice! Who the fuck is Alice?
The Todd Glass Show. You're gonna fucking love it. Oh, Bobby. I can't believe you took that work from me. I never
All right, let's get... Are you upset with me?
No! Upset? Are you serious?
But I said...
Well, why would you say that?
No. Well, you joke about it. It's funny because when we're...
Because of what I just said.
Yeah, when we're... I guess we did the same weekend.
No, they call me every week when they're on the road. They go, and Dave acts like his phone is off the hook, and he goes, Bobby, shut up. He goes, ah. Just like he's laughing. He goes, oh, Bobby. Like, even if you're hanging out, you'd be saying that to each other.
He goes,
you're funny, not like Todd. Just hear him in the background.
Bobby, put me down.
Yeah, right. That's it. Put me down. Like, that's how much fun you're having.
Bobby, put me down.
All right, listen, it's turning into a fuck Dave. So sick of his. And let me tell you something else. Who was the woman we asked? I love those questions in an interview today. And then who? What is her name?
Allie Lawson.
And she, I liked her questions. All the questions that I asked Jimmy Pardo. Yes, some I heard before, but some I didn't. And it was enough that I didn't that I thought that was like an enjoyable interview because it made you think about some things. I was like, that was like a pleasurable 15 minutes. 20 minutes, I always stretch it out. You know, I don't want to get off the phone. They're like, okay, well, it's nice talking to you. Well, if I could just say one more thing about the word retarded, if you wouldn't mind, if I could get a little my opinion in there. No, thanks a lot. Hey, Todd, we're getting put down to the comedy club. Thanks a lot for coming by this. We're getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You're talking to us. Thanks a lot. Hello? I wanted to give my Twitter handle. So what's her name?
Allie Lawson.
And what's her tweet handle?
You can check her out at Push Page.
Hmm. Fun stuff. Allie
Larson.
What'd you do? What was it? I wasn't here for that.
Sally Cole, when she got the...
You think we can get the Alice right? We haven't got it once. It's hard to go in there. I get it. No, we didn't. I get so upset. Pause it. Do you think we got it? You do? Who thinks we got it? Who thinks we got it? So you don't think we got it?
The last one we hit it
hard. So you think we got it? Okay, do you think we ever got it?
Todd, I don't think we really got it.
No, be honest. Be honest. Not being
I'm being honest. I don't think that.
Me too. Shake my hand. Pay attention. I agree with Jake. And matter of fact, you might go, I agree, but not with what Todd's about to say. We didn't even fucking get close.
We got the who the fuck kind of.
No. Who the fuck part, no. I think you're probably in the same. We got that pretty close enough. We could do better, but close enough. The Alice, we missed every time. It's Alice. Who the fuck is Alice? Do you think, be honest, because we'll go back and listen to it, so give your honest opinion. You might be dead right. Do you ever think we got the Alice?
For the last one.
You think, okay, well.
I think we could do better.
But guess what? Now we'll go back and listen, and we're going to find out. Do you think you're going to be right or wrong when we listen? Well, why are you guessing that way then? Why don't you just flip it right now and go out a winner?
Todd, I'm glad we cleared this up.
Thank you. Young.
Thank you. I rushed to the window.
Good timing.
And I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes as a big limousine rolled up.
That's for movie star.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't want to know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice! Who the fuck is Alice?
24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I've got to get used to not living next door to Alice.
Alice! Who the fuck is Alice?
Grew up together. Two kids in the park.
initials deep in the mug.
You want to just do it, you, Bobby?
No.
It takes a while for this one. You think it's worth it? Don't you think we deserve a treat to get to do it one more time? Just for a moment. Did you do it too, Aristotle?
Yeah.
I like it.
As a big limousine pulls
I did it perfect last time.
Did he hit it perfectly the first time?
he's so shy over there, and then.
Alice! Who the fuck is Alice?
The Todd Glass Show. You're gonna fucking love it. You hear me? Do you? Hello, is this on?
It's the worst promo guy in the world. We gotta go in for the close. Pure joy. What is that? How about we gotta get, James Adomian back on the show? He'd be. Get a little. Get more Tom Likas. I miss Tom Likas. I miss him doing. I miss James doing Tom Likas.
I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it burn. I threw your shit into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into the bridge.
I don't care.
I love it.
I don't care.
Gravy in my neck. I'm fat.
Care.
I don't care. I've got gravy in my neck and my voice. I talk backwards. I breathe in when I talk, and those want to go to work. I got a thing on the board. I'm going to breathe in backwards. I'm so hateful. And the more you're sexist or racist, the more your voice starts settling in the blood. Women! Fuck her if she wants onion rings. Tell her to suck your cock. And I say the same thing to the women. If you're gone out there and you women have a guy that takes advantage of you, go eat my pussy, you cheap fuck. That's what I'd say. If he was open-minded,
people wouldn't hate him every time. If he went,
and let me tell you something. If a girl's out on a date and the guy orders lobster, tell her to eat. You're going to eat. I'll get you lobster, sir, if you suck my pussy the way I like it till I come. I'm not going to take that bullshit. As an educated woman, you make a good living, and you earn your money. And then this guy is going to come along, oh, because you earn your money, and you want to get fucked. And I'm a rich woman. So I should fucking buy you a lobster.
I don't care.
I don't care. I don't. I really don't care. There should be a woman. Oh, that would be
an ignorant show. So, but a woman version, just
of like,
but a parody, and just telling, you know, women that, hey Tom, I went out with a guy the other night, and you know. All the women that have those same exact stories. It doesn't matter if it's not proportioned, because the society, it might not be. But every woman, you know, there's a shit ton of women that went out with somebody and took advantage of their, that they had more money.
Oh,
imagine
yeah.
if she had a show. These guys, they're all, you don't spend more than $5 on a guy. A dollar. I'll spend a quarter. You give her a nickel and you tell her to suck your dick. That's right, ladies. You take a guy out on a date, ladies, and you're a breadwinner, and you're the one with the money, and he buys a lobster, you'll say you're going to be sucking some pussy tonight. You shove his face in the pussy. You make him eat that pussy. You say, eat lobster's worth of pussy. Eat until make me cub. Make me cub. Eat me till I cub. I bought you lobster, you dumb fuck, sir.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care. I just said I don't care. I don't care. You don't care.
I'm in the Milky Way. You want me?
I don't care. 3654100, give me a call. Numbers, give us a call. Tell us what you've been on a bad date. Upside down. Wow. Hell, hey. I'm doing... I could never do this if it was... But this is a different person than Tom Lankus. This is this guy right now. I can't take it anymore. Everyone's got their... All right, I'm done. I had an amazing amount of fresh air. Legalized fresh air. Bobby, we only got into one fight on the road the whole time. Would you agree with that?
I know exactly where it was. In Virginia, actually. Yeah. It wasn't Richmond.
How many shows did we do? Hundreds?
Easily.
And it was such a fight, like we were...
You were pissed. That was the most pissed I've ever seen you at me. I've seen you pissed at audience
members.
I was
hurt.
I've seen you pissed in Dallas where you threatened to... Some guy was talking during my set and you told him you were going to just fucking take him out.
Turn his mic off. Seriously, turn his mic off. I don't want to.
No, it was... I don't remember.
No, go ahead, tell the story. Tell it.
What? I don't even remember the fight. I remember, though, we had Chinese food, and you were so fucking pissed.
Oh, I was so hungry. And I was so full of shit. I went, I'm not even hungry, and I was starved. So now I wanted that Chinese so bad.
I can remember
but you
there
know
was
what
another
you,
time in was, Dallas where well, you I, got upset with me.
No. Can I tell you something? The reason that I didn't want – when you eat – when you're in a fight and you eat
– Yeah.
Look, I could be wrong, but I think there's legitimacy what I'm saying. What I mean is someone could analyze it in a different way. But usually when you eat, you're not as mad as you're pretending to be. Because when you're really mad,
you lose
your appetite.
If you're heated, you're not eating.
Yeah, there's a level of madness. Look, if you get into a little tiff, yeah, you can walk into the other room and eat some french fries. But when you're claiming you're really mad and then you're eating a hamburger, sign of a psychopath. So there's a lot of times in a relationship, and I know I've been there, where you're starved. But if you eat, you have to at least go to the – to me, if I'm going to eat, I have to go, all right, let's move along, and it's going to be the end of the world. You can't, and then start eating. Oh, you're steamed. Is that what you do when you're steamed? You eat Kung Pao chicken?
Can you imagine someone enjoying an ice cream cone while just getting so
right,
mad
right.
at somebody?
You know how to treat me, and I don't feel like I'm alive anymore. How long can you shit on me and make me feel like I'm not worthless? And I'll tell you something else. You never take the time to compliment me or even say that you're proud of me. Once in a while, just once, if you would say you were proud of me. Clean the edges.
I remember that. I don't remember what the fight was. I can remember another argument we had where I put my shoes in the sink at the condo.
Well, that was that. Look, don't make me look like a nut. That lasted for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That was more of like, Bobby, you put your. By the way, how many people would mind? And don't be honest. If you were, by the way, what would I do if somebody else did it? I wouldn't be able to say it. I'd have to go, but with you, we're like such close friends that I can say it. He was cleaning his shoes in the kitchen sink. Would you be like, not my favorite thing. I'm going to make it easy for you to side with him. Not my favorite thing, but no big deal. I probably wouldn't say anything. Or would you go, gross. You don't care. Wouldn't bother you. Would it bother you, honestly, not to be?
It's not your sink. It's the condo.
Yeah, it's the condos.
It would.
There was like a hurricane or something. I don't remember.
Hurricane shit.
Yeah,
Bobby, it would bother me, but I would applaud you for being so comfortable with yourself to be able to do it.
Sounds like you'd be two pigs in heaven. I know Aristotle. You don't have to let him answer. He would be mortified because he comes from a family that named him Aristotle, and they don't clean their shoes in the fucking sink. They leave their shoes outside. Like, by the way, you talked about that. Do you leave your shoes outside at your house?
I take them off, but I leave them inside.
Okay.
It's an Asian
Listen
thing.
To me.
I've done it my whole life.
Let me explain something. I hope this makes sense.
Yeah.
I hope it shows that even on a light scale, I would have the ability to put aside what I wanted to do and what I was too lazy to do with what made sense. I'll never do it at my house. And it's also a little bit annoying when I go over someone's house and I have to
do
it.
I know that. Like,
but guess what? I respect it. Just because it's a little annoying, because I'm fucking lazy and I just want to walk in. If I take my shoes off, I have to go. But it really makes sense. Even though I would never do it at my house because I get it annoys people.
Well, you have hardwood floors too.
Even if I had wall-to-wall rugs or whatever, I do understand it. And in a weird way, as clean as I am, when people take their shoes off before they come in your house, after 2 years, that's a big difference of the filth that gets in your rugs.
Oh, yeah.
I know, just because you're not money. So I get it. So I do respect it. I don't want to fucking do it. And I always hope that no one does it, but yet I have respect for you because you're cleaner than me, and I'm jealous.
I wouldn't – you know, some people come over and I don't say, take your shoes off.
Oh, who does that? Who don't you make? Would you make me?
No. Maybe. I think you would, though.
Let's go to your house right now.
I would – like, if someone came over, like Matt Fultron came over the other day to pick up some
mail. Oh, you're
mail.
Scared of him, right? You didn't make him, I bet, because no. he's a little bit of a bully, right?
He's not a bully at all. He's the nicest guy in the world.
That's the Bobby, if I can't make jokes with you, that's like, no. Oh, no, he's the nicest guy in the world. Yeah, that's why it's funny to call
no,
him a bully.
No, like, I didn't say take your shoes off, no.
Are you, do you want to discuss the whole thing where I called him a bully comedically and you went like a guy that's not in the business, or do you want to just flip right past that? How do you want to deal with that? How do you want to deal with that? Seriously.
You're hitting me with two questions. Who wouldn't you make take your shoes off? Take, whatever.
Okay, but let's get back to the Matt Fultron. I'm going to be like an interviewer that's talking about a social thing that's holding you to it, yeah. And I'm going to do it on the lightest, stupidest little thing. I said that Matt Fultron was a little bit of a bully.
Yeah.
And you said to me, oh, my God, Matt Fultron is the nicest guy in the world. Do you think that, don't you think that I knew that that's what the joke was? Or did you really think I thought he was a bully? Maybe I'm overthinking this. Why don't you stop me once in a while? Why can't you stop me?
No, I thought
it's the guy who can figure out how to blame you no matter what. You know what? I was going on and on driving everybody up the wall. Couldn't one of you fucking dumb fucks stop me? No one's going to stop me. You're just going to let me keep going?
I wouldn't say to you, Todd, take your shoes off.
Well, I would take them off now that I know you want me to. And you know what I would do just to get even? Wear dirty socks. I would walk around the neighborhood in my socks for 3 days in preparation to come to your house. I would stick them in my shoes that I would wipe off with alcohol right when I was at your front door. And then I would leave one foot up in the air. The other one I'd put back down, but in the cleanest area I could see. And then they would be clean. And then I would get in your house and you would go, do you mind taking your shoes off? I go, oh, of course not. And I would take, oh, there's my filthy socks, and I would secretively walk dirt all around your house every time. Like, I would really get mud on my socks. And then when I pulled them out, they'd be soaking. You would see it. You go, oh, my God. I go, I know. I didn't want to say anything, but my socks are cleaner than my shoes, dirtier than my shoes. Does this make any sense at all? Is anybody enjoying this? Hello? Testing 1, 2, 3. Is the microphone on? Skippity dippity 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 dippity.
Shalagadoola, Michigaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo.
I want to play something for you, Bobby, and I think as we go to close here, play the I don't know what I'm laughing at. Apparently I'm listening to an old show. Play the guy singing, how bad he – the guy – not the guy that's – this is a real guy. Can you play the long – no, just play him singing. This is a guy serious. Do you like this? Do you have that?
Looking for a city where I'll never die, where the saint a million –
all right.
Where do you find this stuff?
Oh, you like it? I didn't know you liked it. Certain things, I don't know what it is, but I get like addicted to it, you know? It's like I hear it and then I can't stop listening to it. This is my niece. Do you like her? Be honest, and I don't need you to lie to me. I'm thinking about investing some money for her to sing in the New York Academy of Music. It's $25,000 a year, and I want to send her there. Do you think she has the beginnings of a talented person?
Okay, listen to it first. No.
You think no?
No, definitely not. 25 grand a year?
Say you want to hear more. Say, let's do this bit again and give us some legs for the love of Jesus. Here's Bobby. You think she's good? No. The bit's over. Now you want to... Hey, do you like the way this girl sings? No. Oh, well, then I guess you don't need to listen to it. You sure you don't want to listen more? No, I've made my decision. Well, let me play a little more. Maybe you'll like it. No. Todd, I put my foot down.
Right,
I don't...
give me a little more. Give me a little
more. Oh, do you really want to hear a little more?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not bad.
Not bad. Oh, my God. Look. Oh, what? You, Bobby, you talk about bringing good luck to this studio. Look what is driving down La Cienega, the strip of La Cienega right here. Take a look at that. Jay Leno on a tricycle, steam powered. What does he have? He has a dog juggling out of the basket. Those look like NBC tennis balls. And he has a hat. Oh, my God. He has the hat with the bubbles that come out of it. Look at... What is that following him? There's a guy juggling fire on a 1929 motorcycle wheel. Just balancing himself on the tire. He's not on the wheel. It's not like the tire has two handlebars. He's just riding the tire down the street by going one foot over the next foot. It's a Michelin tire. Michelin, the tires you want. You're going to put your family in the car with four tires. Make sure they're Michelin. They'll be there with your family. Let Michelin protect the people you love. We'll be back. Oh, my God. Look what's coming down the street right now. Do you see this? Oh, my God. Look at this guy. You see him? Oh, it's Jay Leno again. He's driving a 1929 Dusseldorf. And it's powered by a real fire that we see. Pulling behind it, he has a fire pit on wheels. Powering his... Oh, my God. Look, here comes Jay Leno. Powered by a gas barbecue rigged up with a air balloon. And he is... Oh, my God. He's lowering himself right in front of the window. Oh, Mr. Rogers. Come home. What if I start getting sick? Well, it is that time. Thank you. I'm starved. I am so hungry right now. Remember to tweet at that iron company for me? What can you tweet that? I want it to be like call Todd. It's just like Todd Glass has a... I don't know. Think of something.
What is it?
Hey, Bobby, I want to thank you for stopping by. No, I don't want to play that to close. I don't care. I want to thank James Adomian for letting me steal the nuances of his Tom Likas. So, alright. Let's play that.
Young Jake Adams.
Alright, you don't play your own. He's going to play his own. All right.
Young Jake Adams.
There you go. So anyway, I want to thank you for...
Wait, have we played this jingle yet?
Young Jake Adams.
All right, it's not even funny anymore. Seriously, to swear to God, don't play it again. I'm not bullshitting either. I'm not bullshitting you, Jake. And I'm telling you, I'm so close. And when I slice like a knife, like Paul Anka.
Young Jake.
All right, you want me to bring a conductor in here? You think it's funny? You know, you got your fucking dumb little stupid smug look on your face. I'd like to come over there and kick it off. You play the jingle again, I'll hop over this fucking little thing here, and I will seriously do damage to you. It's disrespect.
Young Jake Adams.
You know what? I like it. Can I tell you? This happens to me with bits. You know what? This was a fun show. I'm not... Absolutely. I had, but there were also peppered in moments of like, now that happens a lot where I do a bit, sometimes an aggressive bit doesn't bother me. Just funny. Graham will play the aggressor sometimes, but sometimes I'm in the middle of a bit and I don't like it. It's like maybe you come to a different level in that bit. I felt like that. Like you come over there, all for the comedically, I was selling it just so when he'd play the song again, it would raise the stakes that much. I will come over there and then he never does it. I get it analytically why it was supposed to be funny, but it felt mean. I know you guys could meet after the show and talk about it all. Right, now is actually, now I really do want you to stop it. Seriously.
Seriously.
And I did apologize because I, like, what's happened with Aristotle and then it happens with you. I don't want to do that. But don't play it again. I will fucking come over there and I will fucking punch your face in. I will take my fist and just pound your face in till it's unrecognizable by your parents. Oh my God, do you hear what I'm doing? I feel like that's too angry. I don't know what I'm turning into. Why can't I talk kindly? What am I? Again, I don't like the bit. I swear to God. Like, I liked it because I figured I thought I saved it. Like, oh, now it'll be just so over the top that it'll be. Let's just get out of this. Do you ever, why is it that you don't like me, that you wouldn't want to help a guy like me when we have the equipment, we have the tech?
Maybe we should stop.
Thank you.
Maybe we should stop.
Why didn't you fucking play that when I told you to? You know, I want to come over there and I want to take a, not a sharp fork because I want it to hurt, but like a dull spoon and just keep sticking it in your eyes when it would take so long. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, starring Jake Adams, everybody. That's what happens. Somehow he gets... You're listening to the Jake Adams Show. Oh, look at you found the bailout. All right, we're done. We have to stay. Good night. What time is it?
I got 9:57.
I have my kitchen painted.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't mean to brag. That's why I don't. No, I do. I'm having it painted 7 times. You know, what if you didn't have a lot of money, so you just bragged about shit, you lied about what it cost? I think we might have done this last week. Oh, yeah, we did. You see that pencil? Yeah, it's Abe Lincoln's. I shouldn't have paid $1 million for it, but I liked it. All righty, everybody. Well, I hope you had fun. Let's end calm today. Let's go out calm. There's nothing wrong with that. And this was a fun show. I really did. I felt like I had fun with Jimmy, and you came in, and there was just a... Well, don't we have violin music? Mm-hmm. What was that? Is that... Oh. You like it? This isn't happy violin music. This is killing someone in the woods violin music. Am I right? No, it's happy now. You know what I mean? It's happy now. I want to end happy. I do. And I'm glad you're happy. Are you happy, Bobby?
Oh, yeah.
That should be the name of your book, Happy Bobby. You read Happy Bobby? It was so good. Thank Adam Cousins. He came half. He didn't crave being here. Maybe he had somewhere else to go. I know if he hears this. I don't know what to say. Can you believe I made up that story about anyone ever leaving early? He's the first person to ever leave early. Most people want to hang out after the show. You know what I mean? Like, we're doing the show, and then we turn the mics out. We've sat here for 3 hours certain nights ordering Thai food. That's what most people do. So the second level up from that is you stay for the whole show in part A and part B, but when we order food, you go, I'm sorry, I got to take a drive back to Pasadena. But never have anyone leave halfway through the show. And I cannot, and you know what? It hurts. I think if anything, more than anything, it hurts. And I know he's a religious person, and I only hope the God that he prays to will forgive him for what he's done to my soul. I mean, you know, I can't, the guy couldn't even find the door to get in here, but he certainly found the door to get the fuck out of here a lot quicker. And that's the truth. And Adam listening, he's like, well, there's actually a story behind that. He couldn't find the door to this place tonight. He's walking to that door on La Cienega Boulevard. It says use the other door. He walked to that door. I swear we watched him because people don't know we can see them up here. He walked back and forth. He started banging the door. Then he's cupping it. He's putting his hand over his eyes so he can get rid of the shadow to see inside. Leaving, boom, right out the door. Every week we do it, folks. We get together. There's probably going to be some opening. You want to know my paranoia? Oh, I don't want to be like a fucking... I think I'm fine. You know what, though? I've said it before. I'd rather think it and then listen to it. Going on the other side of making a stereotypical joke. There are times it's absolutely you get away with it because in the circle of people with the show, you establish yourself. I mean, like, some of these, like when I called you, like, you know, we know each other so well. So when I go, but that doesn't make it sense. Because when I see Sinatra do it to Sammy, that was the story. Like, they'd make jokes about him. Mm-hmm. And right now, chink. Maybe that's just the next word that's acceptable. I'm being totally serious to George Carlin. That doesn't mean I won't forgive myself and know it was funny. But that doesn't mean you can't think something's funny and then evolve past it. Or are we just holding on to that word like chink because it's like we can still say that and it's okay? That's probably just as vile as the other words. We just still accept it. I think I'm right. That doesn't mean that wasn't fucking hilarious. It means, okay, it was fucking hilarious. Now you evolved past it.
It's kind of funny.
I'm being
also
totally serious.
That I'm not even Chinese.
Well, no one gives a shit. No, well, of course, but the whole joke is based on if you were. The words were still said. And by the way, if you're thinking it's not the worst thing in the world, I agree. That, hopefully you're not just evolving in your podcast or your comedy act till things are the grossest and the worst. You know, it's okay to get something out a little early. Could you say chink for another 5 years and get away with it? Yeah, but eventually it's going to be like everything else. It's just a harsh word. I am being genuine, and I hope that everyone's like, yeah, that's where he was at the end of the show. Now I feel better wrapping up the show, and there's probably a few other things like that. Some things I totally defend. I'll give you an example how I think you can do it. The Tom Likas bit. Someone might go, are you shitting me? That you? Yeah, I do, because I was... exploiting, you know, yeah, I was going both sides, telling the same side. But that's just me, you know. Maybe someone else has gone, Todd, I think that was a little bit. Violin music's annoying. So is my voice. Show's over.
I laugh at my own joke. Now leaving Nerdist.com.